I've been graceful for the Girardetti in a florissy, morissy gown. I seem to delight each free Raphaelite. Mr. Holman Hunt takes me to lunch. I've been done in half tones by Sir Edward Burne-Jones, but I've never appeared in Punch. Mr. Du Maurier, why cannot I be one of your wittier women, like the lady on page 23? They may be prettier women, du Grandin maybe, but you couldn't find one more Du Maurier, or more Dorier. The Rosettes lead me home at the house in Cheyne Walk, and Lord Tennyson gathered me lately in a lordly, lordly form. I seem to incite the writers to write. Mr. Ruskin admires my mind. Mr. Browning finds I'm like a mystical rhyme. Du Maurier only is blind. Oh, Mr. Du Maurier, I would like to know on what your neglect of me hinges, for it hurts my vanity so. I've got the face and the fringes, so I say, pianissimo, I would sit for you, dear Du Maurier, con amore, morta. Now I estimate.